What's up, Atlanta sports fans? This is Graham Waldrop flying solo for a brief introduction to a very bizarre opening episode of 2021 for Atlanta Zone. Adam and I just tried to record a podcast. We went over the Falcons and how stupid they are for not hiring a GM before interviewing coaching candidates. We talked a lot about the Hawks. It was a really good episode, a lot better than what we've been, the dribble we've been putting out for some time, one might say. However, we ran into a lot of technical issues, which I know you might find to be very hard to believe considering our audio prowess that everyone has lauded us for in the 4 years we've been doing the show. And it just turned out to be a clusterfuck. I, for whatever reason, my audio didn't record as much as it should have. And then when I got Adam's audio, there's a weird buzzing sound that would be really annoying to listen to for an hour and 15 minutes. It didn't happen in the first 5 minutes, but it did happen after Adam's first 5 minutes. So we're not sure what the hell happened. It was like this episode was cursed. So what you're going to hear is a little segment of what we had and that I was able to cobble together just to give you all something, because I know we haven't given you anything since, I think, December 15th or 18th or whatever the hell it was the last time we talked to you guys. So really sorry. We're still alive. We're still wanting to do the show for you guys. We appreciate all the support over the years. But unfortunately, this episode is screwed, but we're going to put in what it would have been, or at least the beginning. And we hope you enjoy this 4 or 5 minutes that we have. But consider this a lost episode, unfortunately. And we'll return next week and make sure our audio issues are taken care of and that hopefully this won't happen again. But without further ado and apologies, we present to you the lost episode of 2021. What's up, Atlanta sports fans? I'm Graham Waldrop, and alongside me, as always, is Adam. Happy New Year, Kalal, and we are Atlanta Zone. Two Atlanta natives recapping the week that was in Atlanta professional sports. Wacky ass hijinks, idiocy, and analysis. Adam, how's it going, sir?
Oh, Graham, it is going excellent. I am very happy to be back here talking Atlanta sports with you. This is an excellent day in history for a couple of reasons. Number one being our first recording of 2021 after, you know, we didn't have the best attendance record towards the end of 2020. So I think we bring it this year, Graham. You know, consistency, that's all we bring to the game. Like, we're not the biggest experts. We don't watch all the games. We got pretty strong opinions either way. But damn it.
And we have no connection to anybody at all in the Atlanta professional sports landscape.
None of that. But damn it, we've been doing this since 2017. And if we keep putting episodes out there, someone will keep listening. So let's keep being consistent this year. Well, start being consistent. And the other reason it's a great day, Graham, is because today is election day here in Georgia.
Oh, thank God.
So hopefully my mailbox will stop being flooded with flyers telling me to mail in my vote on election day when it's way too late to mail the vote in. Adam, so hopefully that nonsense will stop.
Adam, have you made a plan to vote? Have you made your voting plan, Adam? Yes or no? Press stop to opt out. Press one to get more messages.
Get out and make your plan to vote. Yes, I made a voting plan.
Adam, now that you made your voting plan and voted, do you mind campaigning for DC Liberal John Ossoff? We have a virtual meeting at 7. We need you.
I do mind. Graham, by the time this episode is out, the election's going to be over. We don't need to tell people to get out and vote, okay?
Jesus, I was just kidding.
I understand you were joking.
You fascist.
It's good to get warmed up a little bit after this long layoff we've had. And I'd like to continue. I think I started a segment the last time we did this. I think I've done it twice. Graham, can you recap what were my two facts from the Sports in Atlanta Wikipedia page?
Oh, Adam, I drank so much over the holidays.
Come on. This is how you retain this info. Like it's not in one ear and out. Now you're going to retain it, Graham.
I think the first one was about some place in Piedmont Park where a game was played. And I can't remember exactly who played there, but it was like an 1890, and I thought it was in Augusta, even though you said it was in Atlanta. Is that on the right track?
Right. It was the second intercollegiate football game in the South was played between Auburn and Georgia in Piedmont Park in 1892.
Right, and the second one I thought was an arena for the G League Hawks team, but for some reason I thought, because of the name, it was a porn store on Cheshire Bridge Road, where great porn stores, strip clubs, and restaurants are.
Well, that's impressive. That's impressive recall, Graham. Yeah, the Gateway Center Arena is the name of where the G League currently doesn't play, I believe, and the WNBA team, the Dream. I don't know if they're having a season or not. So, but anyways, that wasn't part of the stat. So I got a new one for you, Graham. It's a little Atlanta Hawks trivia. As you know, the Hawks started their season December 23rd. So we are in full swing of Hawks basketball, which is fantastic news for our podcast and some of my weekday evenings. So let me ask you, Graham, what year did the Atlanta Hawks franchise begin? And what was their name?
I think they came from St. Louis in the 60s, and my guess is they were always called the Hawks, but I don't really know.
Not when did they come to Atlanta, Graham? When did the franchise begin? So, like, the Boston Braves, you remember, Graham, the, like, longest-running professionally?
Yeah, the longest continuously operating franchise in the history of American sports. Let's put it on the right field wall. It's a fucking accomplishment. Worthy of recognition, like a championship or something. I don't know. My guess is, I guess they came from the 50s and were from St. Louis.
You're close. 1946, and they were the Tri-City Blackhawks in Moline, Illinois.
Well, if you were enjoying yourself, the enjoyment is over. Because right after Adam said that, he starts talking again, and this buzzing sound like a classic Atlanta, Georgia mosquito just comes out of nowhere, and it's just in your ear. The rest of the time, tried to get rid of it, couldn't figure it out. It was part of the audio. I don't know what happened. So, once again, I'm really sorry. Hope you enjoyed this little abbreviated Atlanta Zone. We'll try and do better next time. Until then, rise up, chop on, stay in brotherhood, unite and conquer, and remain true to Atlanta. Hospitamatosip.